Good morning, everyone. And a very happy Mother's Day to all mothers, grandmothers, carers, godmothers, foster mothers, and those who have lovingly nurtured others in ways known and unseen. For some, today is joyful and full of celebration. For others, it can be tender and difficult. Perhaps because of grief, because of distance, because of strained relationships or longing. Wherever you are this morning, know that you are welcome, valued, and deeply loved by God. In today's gospel, my dear friends, Jesus speaks words of comfort to his disciples. I will not leave you orphaned. I will not leave you orphaned. Those words are among the most tender in all the scriptures. Jesus knows his disciples are anxious. The Last Supper has taken place. The shadow of the cross is approaching. The disciples sense that something terrible is about to happen, though they do not yet fully understand it. And so Jesus prepares them. But notice something remarkable. Jesus does not promise them an easy life. He does not say there will be no suffering, there will be no confusion, there will be no hardship. Instead, Jesus promises his presence. His presence. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. The word advocate in Greek is paraclete, meaning helper, comforter, counselor, one who walks alongside. What a beautiful image. Not a distant God yelling or shouting instructions from heaven, but a God who walks with his people. And isn't that often what mothers do? Isn't that what often mothers do? Not necessarily solving every problem, but standing beside us through them. A child falls off a bike. A teenager faces his or her first heartbreak. An adult child loses a job or struggles with life. A loving mother cannot always remove the pain, but she remains present. In many ways, my dear friends, motherhood reflects something of the Spirit of God, and that is faithful presence. A little boy was asked in Sunday school, "What is love? What is love?" The little boy answered, "Love is when mom sees dad's old socks on the floor and still doesn't sell dad on Facebook Marketplace." That, my friends, is grace. And another one. A priest once said, "Mother's Day is the one Sunday where everyone behaves perfectly in church because mom is sitting beside them giving the look." Even the strongest theologian cannot argue with that look. Now, my dear friends, to understand today's gospel properly, we need to understand the historical setting. I'm pretty sure you're all very familiar with this. The disciples live under Roman occupation. Life was uncertain. Violence, poverty, and fear were common realities. And loyalty to Jesus could lead to exclusion, ridicule, or even persecution. The early Christians were a tiny minority in a powerful empire, and yet Christianity spread, not through military strength, not through political influence, but through communities of love, courage, hospitality, and hope. People noticed how Christians cared for widows and orphans, welcomed strangers, and remained faithful even in suffering. Their mission was not simply preaching sermons. Their mission was living differently. And dear friends, that is still the mission of the church today. This year, our parish marks around 70 years of faithful Christian witness in this community of Cotara South. Think about that. For 7 decades, prayers have been offered here. Children baptized, couples married, funerals conducted, meals shared, tears shed, and hope renewed. Generations before us, and even this very generation, built this church, built this parish, not because Christianity was fashionable, but because you all believed Jesus Christ mattered. Some of you sacrificed financially to build this church and the halls and the ministries here. Others taught Sunday school week after week. Some of you quietly visited the sick, cook meals, clean the pews, the floors, the halls, arrange flowers, candles, altar frontals, showed kindness. The mission of this parish was never just maintaining these two buildings. The mission was and still is to reveal Christ to Cotara and the wider Newcastle. There's a well-known story about St. Francis of Assisi. He is often remembered for saying, "Preach the gospel at all times, when necessary. Preach the gospel at all times, when necessary, use words." Whether or not he said those exact words, the message is profoundly true. People are looking for that authentic faith. In 2026, many Australians are weary from rising cost of living, anxious about the future, struggling with loneliness, isolation, overwhelmed by constant bad news on telly, and disconnected despite being digitally connected. And into this anxious world, Jesus still says, "I will not leave you orphan." That promise, my dear friends, matters. I heard of a story from here in Australia. An elderly widow had quietly attended church for years. She lived alone after her husband died. One week, she became seriously ill and ended up in hospital. What affected her most was not the medical treatment, though she was grateful for it. What affected her most was the fact that members of her church visited her, brought meals afterward, phoned her regularly, and sat with her when she felt frightened and alone. She later said, "I realized the church was not just a building. It was family. It was family." That is mission. Mission, again, I repeat, is not only overseas work or grant programs. Mission is ordinary Christians carrying the lives, carrying the love of Christ into ordinary life. Jesus, remember, Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Now notice, Christian obedience is not about fear. Jesus does not say, if you fear me, obey me. Jesus says, if you love me, love comes first. Christian discipleship is a response to love. We serve because we have been loved. We forgive because we have been forgiven. We welcome people because Christ welcomed us. And this is deeply relevant to our daily life in 2026. Keeping Christ's commandments today means showing kindness in this harsh world, speaking truth without cruelty, caring for our elderly neighbors, supporting struggling families, protecting the vulnerable sectors of our society, raising children with faith and compassion. Sometimes the greatest Christian witness is simply consistency, showing up like today, praying faithfully, being gentle, being trustworthy, being hopeful. C.S. Lewis once wrote, "Don't shine so others can see you. Shine so that through you others can see him." That is our calling as a parish after 70 years. Not to point to ourselves, not to preserve tradition for tradition's sake, but to point people to Christ. That is our mission. And dear friends, the wonderful news of today's gospel is this. We do not do this mission alone. The Holy Spirit abides with us. The Spirit strengthens tired disciples. The Spirit comforts grieving hearts. The Spirit gives courage to ordinary Christians. Even when attendance numbers fluctuate, even when society changes, even when faith feels difficult, Christ has not abandoned his church. So on this Mother's Day, my dear friends, perhaps we can ask ourselves, how can I reflect the faithful presence of God to someone else? How can our parish continue its mission in this community? Remember our mission? To point people to Christ. And lastly, what legacy of faith are we leaving for future generations? Because one day, people after us will look back on this generation of Kotara or Newcastle Anglicans and ask these questions. Did those Anglicans love well? Did those Anglicans reveal Christ to the community? Did they remain faithful? May the answer be yes. And finally, hear again the words of Jesus. Because I live, you also will live. That is our hope. That is our mission. That is the good news we carry into Kotara, Newcastle, and beyond. Not fear, not despair, but life. Life in Christ. And so, my dear friends, may this parish continue through the power of the Holy Spirit to be a place where people discover that they are not abandoned, not forgotten, and never alone. Amen.